Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. A warm welcome to this on this glorious night, the night of Christmas Eve, and we are delighted to say that Santa Claus has been able to stop by and visit with us this evening. He's got a busy evening ahead of him. He's got a few things he's got to get done, but yet even Santa Claus insists that first he will come and worship God. And so we worship God, who gives us the greatest gift of all, the gift of life in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. But we're all looking forward to getting a few gifts from this guy later on this evening. Thank you, Santa. Thanks for coming. Let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, as we gather to worship you on this most holy night, grant us, we pray, tranquility of spirit. And as we rest for a short time from our busyness to praise and to glorify your holy name, may we join with the angels in proclaiming glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. Our call to worship this evening is taken from the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah in chapter 9, verses 2 and 6. And Isaiah writes, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." We stand and sing to the glory of God the carol, "O Come, All Ye Faithful." Please be seated. You know, it kind of warms your heart when you look out over our congregation this evening on this Christmas Eve, and we see all people's families coming back together, families joined together, worshipping God on this holy night. And our whole church family comes together for this same purpose. Because we are a family, because we love one another, and because we love the Lord Jesus Christ, we come together and worship Him. During the past four Sundays of Advent, we have been lighting the four Advent candles of hope, peace, joy, and love. And through these precious gifts of God, we are given the Christ child. So on this holy night, we have once again have lit the four Advent candles, and tonight we light the Christ candle. Perfect. And while we're lighting candles, I'll light these two that I forgot to light. So when the lights go out, I want to be able to see. And I would now like to invite Charlie, who would come up and give us our first reading from the scriptures for this evening.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
Thank you, Charlie. And now we stand again and we sing once more to the glory of God the carol, "While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night." So once again, let us bow our heads and join together in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, our gracious, loving Father, Lord of the universe, Lord of the manger, we give thanks that we are able to be here on this night, on this holy night, to worship you. And we worship you, Lord, because your love for us is such that you left your heavenly throne to become an ordinary person, just as we are, to demonstrate to us just how much you love us and how much you care for us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for the joy and the excitement of this holy night as we eagerly await your coming. And we pray that the excitement of receiving gifts ourselves may not exceed our anticipation of your coming. And our prayer is, Lord, that we may experience the same joy and the same excitement as you come into our hearts during this time of worship tonight. You have called each of us to your sacred house of worship this night for a specific purpose. Gracious Lord, Holy Father, we ask you to open our hearts and to open our minds, to open our spiritual ears, that we may each hear your voice, that each of us in our own way may respond to your holy word. And may we remember, Lord, that those who do not listen do not hear. We ask, Lord, for your holy and healing presence this night with all who suffer and all who are finding it difficult to rejoice at this Christmas time. We pray, Lord, that all of these people may know in their hearts and in their minds that, and in their bodies and in their souls of your joyful presence with them. And we pray, Lord, that you will indeed come down at Christmas. You, Lord, who are the Prince and the Lord of Peace. Heavenly Father, we ask again that as we celebrate once more the coming of the Christ child, that in our lives and in our hearts, the kingdoms of this world may become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and that he shall reign forever and ever, Lord of lords, King of kings. Almighty Father, we ask you to accept this act of worship and praise. Accept us as we lift high the name of Jesus. May we bring honor, may we bring glory to your holy name. And accept, we pray, Lord, these our prayers, which we offer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're going to stand again and sing a carol, but this time we sing only the first three verses of the carol, the first Noel. So we stand now and sing to God's glory. Oh, yeah, please. Now, following the next scripture reading, we'll be singing the verses 4 to 6 of that same carol. And next time round, Kathy wants those who are able to join her in singing the descant to that. Okay, so that's next time up. And now Charlie will read our next scripture for us.
That's why I'm reading scriptures, because I won't be joining Kathy in the... This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All of this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. So we now stand and sing the verses 4 to 6, personal way.
Next scripture reading this evening is from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. And it's of the Magi, or the wise men, visiting the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born of the King of Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all of the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. When Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This time I'd like to introduce Kathy Reed, who's going to present a very special gift of music on this blessed night, O Holy Night.
Him, Lord. when a slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy.
Kathy, that was beautiful. Our last reading this evening comes from John chapter 1, and it's how the Word of God became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of a God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling upon us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Some 2,000 years ago, an angel appeared to certain shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night and proclaimed good tidings of great joy. And the angel was joined by a multitude of heavenly hosts singing a song of glory. Now it came to pass that every year thereafter, as the hour of the holy birth drew near, the angel sang again in the earthly sky in memory of that first Christmas. There were people who looked up, hearing music, and listened, believing in their hearts. But as the years passed, many went unheeding about their way, and few there were who heard the song of the angels. Now, there was among the heavenly host a certain angel who wondered in her heart why this should be. And she took leave for a while from that heavenly host and came to walk the streets of earth, seeking to discover if perhaps people had forgotten the reason for that first song of glory. And in her seeking, she came to a quiet place, a little park in the heart of a village, where every day people hurried along their way home or to or from work. Now it happened that in this same village of Cremona, a certain television station planned a Christmas Eve broadcast from that little park. Mrs. Allison Drew, who had a large listening audience in that area, was sent there on Christmas Eve to interview some of the people who passed by.
Yeah, so Johnson's got everything under control. He's a savage, right? changed the name.
So are you done for the night?
I'm done for the year. Oh, I'm on my way now to get a hot cup of coffee.
Well, I'm Alison Drew from the TV station. This is my husband, Bill. He produces the show. I wonder, would you mind if I interviewed you tonight?
Me?
Yes, all you'd have to do is just tell me what Christmas means to you. Just a few words.
Oh, I'm not sure. I'm not one for talking.
Oh, please, Mr. Quinn.
You can do it, Mr. Quinn. Piece of cake for a guy like you.
Well,
no problems.
All right, sir. I'll do it.
Good.
You know, if you want, you can go and get a cup of coffee and come back, and we'll, you know, just do this in a few minutes.
No problem at all. Good man.
Me on TV.
Okay, thanks. All hurry right. Back.
So I was on my way to get a Christmas tree. Are you doing a broadcast here?
Yes, yes. I'm just asking people what Christmas means to them.
She would very much value your opinion.
Mine? Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Come
and have a seat. I don't have a
minute. Oh, look, Mitch, I found it. It's just lying on the sidewalk across the street. Must be
be the angel.
Why, yes, I am an angel.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I don't think we've met. Rose did say she was going to send somebody new over for the part.
Do you know your lines?
Lines?
You know, Glory to God in the highest, all that.
Oh, yes, I do know them well.
Excuse me, madam. This may be a very mild night for December, but should you really be wandering around in the park without a coat?
Well, I've always worn this.
Well, yeah, but coat. I mean, that is a very, very pretty angel outfit, but without a coat, you'll catch your death a cold, girl.
Oh.
Here, put this round your shoulders. Keep you nice and warm.
Oh, you're,
there you go.
You're very kind.
No problem. Mitch, can you give me a minute? I've got a couple of things I need to get done. You can help me.
You bet.
So you all know what to do?
Yeah, we answer your questions, and then we read our pageant parts.
Yeah, and then we'll finish off with the carol.
Hark the Herald Angels.
I suppose that's as good as any.
Hark means to listen. Why is it that so many people have ceased to listen?
I beg your pardon. If you're talking about our viewing audience, we have excellent ratings.
I do not understand.
Sorry, ma'am. Oh, hi.
You look like you could be a mother.
Actually, I'm a new grandmother.
I do not think so, but I've sung the words many times.
Oh, you sing? How nice. Solo parts?
No, I belong to a choir. Every year about this time, we sing again.
So, 2 minutes.
I remember the first Christmas Eve. It was a night just like this, clear and very still. The shepherds were dozing in the field when the angel song awakened them.
That was a very long time ago.
Yes, but it seems just like yesterday. At first, the shepherds thought they were in a dream, but when they looked up, the angel of the Lord was there, and with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host.
Wow, you take this pretty serious, don't you?
Don't you?
Well, I mean, it's the same old story. There went out a decree from Caesar Augustus, la-da-da-da-da.
Why do you say the words like there's no meaning?
Oh, well, I guess there's meaning, but, you know, who has time to stop and think about it?
You know, this is a season that's known as the Christmas rush. No one stops to think about anything.
We got 1 minute, Allison. I'm going to station Mitch down here, and he can give me the signal when it's ready.
Okay.
And I think, yep, here comes your Santa Claus, right on time.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you didn't let us down.
Almost got cold feet. Oh,
I'm glad you didn't, so... Just have a seat there, and you'll all come to the mic as I signal you, and we're going to be on in just a few seconds. Merry Christmas, everyone. Allison Drew here, coming live to you from beautiful downtown Cremona in this lovely Centennial Park. Our sponsors tonight have graciously relinquished their time so that we may bring you this wonderful Christmas program. With me here tonight, I have a few members of the Congregational Church who've been working very hard on their pageant, and they've agreed to read a little bit of that pageant for us tonight. Also with us are a few people that happen to pass by this little park tonight whom I've asked to speak to you. And so... in this wonderful season when our hearts are filled with love and our arms are filled with Christmas packages, what could be more important than to ask this one special question? What does Christmas mean to you? And so first off, we'll hear from Muriel. She's a member of the Congregational Pageant. So Muriel, what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, Allison, I guess I'd have to say that Christmas means the gifts. All that last-minute hustling and bustling, shopping, trying to find just the perfect gift. You know, the big gifts and the small gifts and the expensive gifts and those cheap gifts, too. So I guess that's what I'd have to say Christmas means, is the gifts.
Thank you, Muriel. And now we'll hear from her husband, Mitch O'Connor, also with the Christmas pageant. And Mitch, so what would you say Christmas means to you?
Hi, Allison. what Christmas means to me. You know, this isn't going to surprise a whole lot of people, but it is all about the food. Okay, so when you pull that turkey out of the oven, you cut into it, the nice juices and the potatoes with the gravy flowing over top, peas and carrots with the butter melted on top, the sweet potatoes and creamed onions. Wait a minute, I hate creamed onions. And the pumpkin pie and the ice cream on top of that. And what else would there be? Let me see. Oh, you know, those little chocolates. And
yeah, great. Thank you, Mitch. Thanks.
And the gumdrop.
I'm sure that we would all agree, Mitch, that Christmas would not be Christmas without that festive dinner. And now we're going to hear from this gentleman who's on his way to pick up a Christmas tree.
Yes, I am.
Your name, please.
Dick Dillon. Yeah, and I'm going to buy a tree, one of those really tall ones. My wife likes them right up to the ceiling.
So none of those little tabletop models for her?
Oh, no, not for her. Not for me either, actually. Getting the tree, trimming it, hanging up the wreaths, putting up the mistletoe. That's what Christmas is all about, I think.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your opinion. I'm sure that a lot of us would agree that the tree is a very important part about Christmas. And now we have this lovely new grandma here with us tonight. Can you come and tell us your name, please?
Mrs. John Royce, 123 ED Close. Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned my address on television, should I? Okay. Well, what does Christmas mean to me? Well, I guess Christmas is about the children. All the preparation, all the shopping is for that one precious moment on Christmas morning when their eyes light up with wonder. Yes, Christmas is the children's special day. If my little grandbaby could talk, he would say that Christmas is about presents and Santa.
Thank you. Yes, Santa and presents. And we are actually lucky to have with us tonight one of Santa's special helpers. Mr. Quinn, would you please come up here? I'm sure you all recognize Mr. Quinn. He's from in front of the mall. He's out there ringing his little bell, being kind to all those children. Mr. Quinn, tell everyone what Christmas means to you.
Yeah, Christmas is my time of the year. People say I have it easy. Just ringing a bell and letting the kids whisper in my ear. They're pretty good, actually. So a job's a job. Christmas to me is being at home, sitting in my armchair, and letting my own grandchildren climb all over me. That's fun.
Well, that's great. And that's Mr. Quinn's idea of a Merry Christmas. Now, let me see. Oh, yes, Carrie Bricker.
Well, there isn't really much left to say. Everyone's already said pretty much everything. Christmas is a holiday. The kids are off of school. It's just being with your friends and family and being happy.
Well, thank you. And I think that Carrie summed it up for us very nice. A happy holiday. And now we'll have the presentation from the congregation.
Can you say something, please?
Well, yes, I think we have time to hear from the pageant angel. Go right ahead.
I've been listening to everything that everybody has said about the meaning of Christmas, and those who spoke truly. Christmas is about the trees and Santa Claus, and it is a day of rest for people that work, and it is the gift-giving, and it is the festive dinner, and it is for the children in part, because children are so much a big part of Christmas. But there is one answer I did not hear. And that is the real meaning of Christmas.
Until, I guess we forgot to mention that.
2,000 years ago, the angels appeared to the shepherds in a field near Bethlehem and sang a song of glory. If the angels sang tonight, how many hearts would hear? It seems that there is just too much of the world at Christmas. Have we put Santa and gifts and Christmas trees ahead of the Christ? Who should come first?
Too many of us have forgotten, I'm afraid.
These other things are fine in their place, but they're the trimmings of Christmas. They're not its meaning. Unto us a gift was given years ago in a manger. It is because of that great gift that Christmas is a holy day. Why have so many people forgotten?
I don't know.
When you listen to the Bible story, listen to the words with reverence, remembering the star that shone in Bethlehem that first Christmas Eve. And open your hearts for the glory and your ears so you may hear the song of angels.
Well, thank you. And now we'll have the reading from our pageant, please.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy that will be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ our Lord. And it shall be a sign unto you, and you will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Thank you. We in this little park tonight have listened with our hearts, perhaps for the first time. To all our friends and family everywhere, may the blessings of Christmas be upon you. And now we are just about at the conclusion of our little broadcast. But before we're done, I would just like to thank a few people that helped out. And Mrs. Rogers, I see you there. Could you come on up to the microphone, please? Mrs. Rogers, I'd like to thank you so much for loaning us this wonderful cast to read the pageant, and a very, very special thanks for sending us a pageant angel.
No, pageant angel, but that's why I hurried back. Joan Robertson couldn't make it. I didn't send anyone.
But there was an angel.
Sing. Sing.
ask you to remain standing, please. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never been able to extinguish his light, and it never will. Christ gives his light to you, and he says you are the light of the world. And this night we share the light of Christ. We are going to sing the carol, Silent Night, and after we sing the verses, we have one more verse at the end where we will hum, as we always do, and as we hum that last one, we hold high the light of Christ in the air. We sing to God's glory, Silent Night. For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Go now in peace, and may the peace of Christ, our Lord and Saviour, go with you. Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone.